Sunday at approximately 12:15, we received a 911 call from the Texas A&M University Small Animal Hospital regarding an assault that had just occurred. Officers immediately were dispatched and responded to the scene. Responding officers met with the victim, who was a veterinary medical student. She advised the officers that she was assisting a client with her dog, and the client became upset and struck her twice in the face with a closed fist, causing a laceration on the victim's face. So the officers on scene took the suspect into custody, placed her under arrest for Class A assault, and transported her to the Brazos County Jail, where she was booked in and given a bond of $4,000. Now, a Class A misdemeanor assault charge carries a fine of up to $4,000 and up to 180 days in jail.
The status of the vet student?
She was treated at the scene by Texas A&M University emergency medical personnel, but was not transported to the hospital.
Any other employees or students at the Small Animal Hospital threatened?
Not to my knowledge. No other individuals were assaulted or threatened by the suspect. We responded to the scene within minutes and were able to take the individual into custody.
So the suspect was still at the Small Animal Hospital when your officers arrived?
That's correct.
Other employees or students restraining this person?
She was actually in one of the waiting rooms where the students actually meet with the clients to evaluate their animals.
How often does something like this happen at the Small Animal Hospital, or in fact anywhere else where the public is involved with university students?
This is something that normally does not happen. It's very uncommon for a staff member or a student to be assaulted by someone they're providing services to.
And that's not only at the Small Animal Hospital, but other places that the university has facilities.
That's correct. We have other facilities throughout this campus where our students are providing services to clients and customers on a regular basis. And, you know, very seldom do we have any kind of conflicts or interaction where these clients or customers have assaulted one of our students or our staff members.